Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger on a Tuesday. Come on, Double D. A little something. There we go. Woo, trying to get myself going. I don't know why I can't wake up this morning. You know how it is. You have an extra day off, and then you go from the regular, oh, I'm sleeping in a little bit, to all of a sudden I'm up at 3:45 or up at 4 a.m. It just takes a while to get back in the groove. So that's what I'm doing.
Ah, I feel like my body's just confused. It's like, wait, what are we doing?
Huh?
This is the middle of the night, but I don't know. How awake do you ever feel doing this show? Like, it always feels like a fever dream to me because right. I don't know about you, but I take a nap after this show.
Yeah.
And then I live like my normal, like, stay-at-home mom life where it's like, was that whole career just a dream?
Well, pretty soon you can sleep in all you want. But it just takes a while. It just takes a while to kind of like get back in the groove. Even though I've had like a whole thing of coffee. I miss Roger. Where's Roger? Because I went in this morning to pour myself a cup from the big vat of coffee he always makes. And you know what I got? Slop. You know, that whole like syrupy drip. I'm like, oh, nope. We're not going to do that. There's something about Roger's coffee. It's like when I go out and do the Commanders. They have like a Starbucks machine, which is awesome, like with the coffee beans in it. And so it's like, nah, this. So I just like pour out whatever gross coffee I made at home, my Folgers or whatever, and I make a huge thing of Starbucks, and it's so good. I don't know what Roger puts in his. I think it's just that special Roger magic.
Yeah, the MVP of Odyssey.
Really?
So you can't make your own? Like, is the machine at the station? Like, can you bring in your own coffee and be like, I don't know what this slop is, but I'm putting my own in and making my own pot of coffee. Can you do that?
You can. I mean, I can make it at home. So, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I can make my own pot of coffee. It's just not the same. I feel like I was going to say I'm not good at making coffee, but it's the most basic thing in the world. Maybe I'm just not getting it strong enough. I don't know what it is. Maybe I just need more of it. I don't understand what it is. I think I just like someone else to make it for me. Maybe because I'm a child.
No, I think that's fair. Like, I always make coffee at home, and I get these, like, new exciting flavors. I'm like, I'm not going to need to go to Starbucks.
Right.
And you know what I still do during the week? I still go to Starbucks or whatever coffee chain because it always tastes better at, like, those boutique-y places. And here's the other weird thing. I feel like coffee that we make at home tastes good when I make a full pot, but when I try to make a single cup, I don't know if it's like the ratio is off, but I can never get that right.
Oh, I'm the same way. I always make it too strong. Then what's your, what is your strategy? You're a coffee drinker, right? You're iced coffee guy.
Yeah, this is cold coffee. So what I have today is pretty basic.
Okay.
Just we got an Advent Nespresso calendar at the house.
Okay,
so
nice.
This was day two or day three. We started early because we have a trip coming up.
Nice.
I want to make sure we hit all of them. But this was three. This was day three of the Nespresso Advent calendar. So you make it beforehand, put a little syrup, put a little creamer in, store it in the fridge so it's nice and cold and ready. And therefore, it is always the perfect cup.
Sounds great.
The perfect
I'll always
cup.
Think of, who is it, Penelope Cruz that's on those like Nespresso commercials. She's like, Nespresso. And it's like all fancy things. I feel like they get like the best actors to advertise for Nespresso. I think they also have George Clooney.
Oh, yeah. And they have someone else too. It's Clooney, it's Penelope Cruz, and someone else. I used to have an espresso machine, but it got too expensive.
What happened?
I sold it. Like, it's awesome coffee, but I was trying to cut costs. And it, I mean, and especially if you drink a ton of coffee. Like, for me, I'm always drinking coffee, which is something I'd like to get away from at some point. But when you're always drinking coffee and you're always putting expensive pods in an espresso machine, it's just like, it's amazing coffee. But then I'm like, I'm spending a ton of money on these pods every month. And I finally just had to say, I can't do it.
I feel like my coffee expenses are none of my business. As a millennial, I just feel like that's one of those things where it's a life expense.
Right. Well, I say this.
Whatever it costs, it costs.
I say this, and then what will I do? Before I go to have a doctor's appointment this afternoon, I will run home, and I will grab an iced coffee from around the corner, which will cost me like $7. So I don't even know why I'm complaining. Like, I'm being a big hypocrite right now.
Yeah, just don't track it. It's none of your business.
That's right. What I do is none of my business. Do you think I'm going to be accountable for my actions, the money I spend, how I treat other people? Absolutely not. Could not care less. I'll tell you what I do care about. Winning some money. Not our best night last night, but we're back at it. So let's find out who we have the most faith in today.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea. Early in the week, what is it, a Tuesday, December 2nd? Whoa. Give me a winner.
All right, best bet is going to be in college hoops today. Going to go with the dog in UC San Diego and Nevada. So UCSD is getting 4.5 points here. UCSD has been on an absolute tear. Sometimes I like to peek over at the College Insider mid-major top 25 poll to see if there are any mid-majors who are making waves early in the season. UC San Diego is one of those, ranked 11th in that College Insider mid-major poll and standing at a perfect 7-0. During their Thanksgiving break, they went to a tournament at Disney World and shot the absolute lights out. Shot 51% from the three-point line over the entirety of the tournament. Right now, one of the best shooting teams in all of college hoops, the second best field goal percentage of any team in college basketball. And also, they've been good as underdogs this year. A perfect 3-0 outright as dogs. Meanwhile, you look at Nevada, and it feels like the market's been a little too high on the Wolfpack this year. Just 3-5 against the number. And plus, it just feels to me, if UCSD keeps shooting the way that they shoot, even on neutral...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Courts, because keep that in mind. When they went to that tournament, it wasn't their home court. It was different rims. I feel like it's going to be tough for Nevada to keep up. So especially when they're getting 4.5 points, let's go UC San Diego getting 4.5 on the road at Nevada.
All right. Good luck to you. I am going with a little hockey, a little stick and puck. How about that? Stars in the money line tonight. -130 taking on the Rangers at the Garden. Now we're seeing -135 at BetMGM. I found it at -130. Here's the thing. Early in the season, I was not big on the Rangers, but they were good to me last year. And you know how it is. You'll have a team or someone you back on a player prop, and that'll carry over into the next season. And so that's what I did with the Blue Shirts. It did not work out. They have been really bad when playing at the Garden. 2-8-1 this season. They're only averaging 2.63 goals per game. Now you've got the Stars in town. The Stars, one of the best teams in hockey, and they have been road warriors. 9-1-3 on the season, and they've won 4 straight. And the Rangers are awful at home. This is an absolute fair price on a favorite and a team that is much better than the Rangers, who just have not gotten it done at the Garden. Let's go Stars -130 on the money line.
Yeah, why would you take the Rangers? As somebody who follows hockey very closely, I have no idea. I don't think I've bet on a single hockey game this year. I think the Predators are bad, which is upsetting as well, because like we don't have the Titans who are good, but sometimes you can say, oh, well, we'll go to Preds games. Those are more fun anyway.
Yeah.
And the Preds aren't good either. Like from the like 2 seconds of research that like sometimes I flip on the local news and they're like, the Preds lost again. So that's my hockey expertise for the day. You're welcome.
Can I get you before the end of the year to bet on one hockey game? One. Ooh. I've been begging for 4.5 years. One bet. One. I don't care if it hits. I don't care how ridiculous it sounds. I will humor you and act like it's the greatest bet in the history of sports wagering. Just one hockey bet until the end of December. You have time.
Well, I have to check in on my team. Remember I got that shirt on clearance at Lucky Bundle for like 10 cents about the
Avs
Colorado
fan.
Avalanche?
You love the
Avs.
Yeah,
I'm an Avs fan. Duh. I was just checking up on them. 18-1-6.
They're awesome. Yeah.
First in the Central Division? Those are my people.
Well, that's why you got the hoodie. You nailed it from the very
They're -325 today.
Yeah. Take it on the Knucks. I mean, the Avs have been unbelievable. See, that's why you're a hockey gal. You know exactly what you were doing. All right. Exactly. He's here. He's back. Dogster, what do you got for us? What's going on?
Good morning. Has everybody missed me?
No.
Crickets.
Dead silence. No.
I have a question. Do you guys think Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick are going to break up?
Oh, no.
No idea.
I do. He went 4-8 this season. I think she's ready for something different, like maybe a farm animal.
That sounds gross.
Just wait until she gets countersued by Pablo Torre. One more L, and she'll be in my stable before you know it.
Okay. Like those glasses. Know where you are. Do you have a bet for us?
I do! Chelsea's favorite team, Avalanche, -325, hosting the Canucks.
Oh, value
my
play.
Wow. -3. Chalk donkey for a reason. Okay. Woof. Okay. About a minute left to go. 45 seconds. What are you doing today?
Hopefully I get a nap in. I'm going to the
gym.
Maybe we'll go to Costco later. I don't know if we'll have enough time. Just another banner day for me.
That sounds awesome. What am I doing? What do I always do? I'll grab some coffee, go into the doctor. I'll come back with some sort of blockbuster story. And here I am, held together, toothpicks, and tape. Still getting her done. Guys, that's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It is always great to be with you. Glad we had the whole crew back on a Tuesday. That's Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. Have a fantastic day. Good luck in your bets. We'll see you tomorrow morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.